If you're having a tough day and you need a chance to de-stress, or your blood is rising while you're sitting in traffic, try this.
Hello from the other side. No, I don't. I can't. No. I must have called a thousand times. It's too sad. It's too sad.
What a voice. Okay, so Alan's off mic here saying it's too sad. It's not him. Marmony?
It's just singing in the shower stuff, man.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, scientists from Brazil, Italy and the UK have found that listening to Adele's chart-topping hits helped to reduce drivers' stress by reducing fluctuations in their heart rate. There's a trick, though. You have to listen to the instrumental versions, which somewhat undermines my producer's theory that the stress relief comes from belting out the lyrics as loud as you can in your car or shower or whatever. Regardless, the aim of this very small pilot study that has been released was to try and develop strategies to decrease the number of car accidents while driving in rush hour traffic. Stress is a big cause of accidents, it's been found. I quite like the song. Listening to Adele lowered the participants' heart rate, as did Exile by Enya, an instrumental version of Amazing Grace, and Electra by Airstream. So it's quite a sort of fun take on a fairly serious message, which is, as an Aucklander who every so often does take a car, and it does actually stress you big time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to try this, Marty? Chuck on some instrumental Adele when you drive home tonight in the Friday traffic.
I was thinking about this, and the thing is, over the last few years, I don't know if this is a function of being a overworked parent or what, but I very rarely these days turn on music for recreational purposes, unless I'm marking exams.
Yep.
So there's a bit of that going on at the moment. But, yeah, and I think that's sad, because I think my 25-year-old self would be very disappointed in me.
Yeah. So there's no time that you actually will put on the vinyl, pour a glass of wine or whatever.
Never.
Yeah, right.
Never.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah, Alan, what about you?
Well, one driving, Adele, just because she writes her albums every time she gets dumped or splits up. So anytime I listen to her songs, it's just sad. It brings back every breakup you've ever had in your life. And that's just going to stress me out even more while I'm driving. But I do get music. I'm not massively into music, but I do get sitting down and having a glass of wine, like you said, and listening to certain songs. But I love Metallica, and that is kind of the opposite. Like, that shouldn't calm you down, but that some of their songs do.
But you feel it does. You're into the sonicness.
I just, and especially the song One, I can listen to that and I'm completely relaxed, and certain Guns N' Roses songs, and that does it for me.
Okay,
so Gas Crank and Station, Headless Chickens.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just thought
so,
of it now.
Oh, right. Well, okay. So we actually have Mamadi. We have a song from you. But firstly, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you my ultimate de-stress song. Here it is.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume
that song.
So I could get some phones rolling in my ride, chilling all
the
time.
What year was that? The east side of
the LBC. Come on, everybody, sing along. Mr. Warren G.
What year was that?
I'm riding in my car really low. The bonnet is going up and down down the Auckland freeway.
I can see it. I can see you do that right now.
I'm so glad there are no cameras in here.
No, that's right. That's right. So that is my. I'm a big fan of a good old slice of smooth soul G funk.
Yeah,
I'm a big G funk man, Alan.
That's good.
Marty.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. I can tell.
Yeah.
I knew first time I met you. I went, he's massively into G funk. I just know it by your dress, your outfit. I love it. G-Funk.
So that's mine. Tweets say Chop Suey by System of a Down, anything by Marlon Williams. Everybody Hurts, R.E.M. seems to suit any stressful situation. Good one, Low From Home. Another one here. Most consistent is Acetate by Metz. Another one, the simple acoustic intro to Metallica's Battery always gives me goosebumps, not because of the climbing chromatic chords or layered harmonies in A minor, reminiscent of Ennio Morricone's work.
Hey, someone's looking for a job, aren't they? You're hired, that's it.
These are the panel listeners. So it's not due to those climbing chromatics or layered harmonies in A minor, reminiscent of Ennio Morricone's work.
But because
of the ominous threat of what is to come. Another one says, my go-to relaxing song, oh, I love this, bit of yacht rock, Sailing by Christopher Cross. It works every time, says Christopher.
He would say that.
My de-stress song is Submarine Bells by The Chills.
Oh, that's a gorgeous song.
Absolutely. One of the most beautiful New Zealand songs ever written. Tim says Maria Muldoon's Midnight at the Oasis. Absolutely agree. Yeah. Greg says Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine. Yes. And Ken says, and this is absolutely beautiful, Ken says the Köln Concert by Keith Jarrett. Now, Keith Jarrett is a jazz pianist. And Ken says it is totally immersive, and I couldn't agree more. That is a beautiful, beautiful series of albums. And another one here, the reggae version of Adele's Hello. So they're rolling through now. Lauren says Natural Mystic by Bob Marley. And another one here, Wallace, listening to Toto without the vocals works as a great de-stressor, believe it or not.
Just thought of one. Blue Smoke, Pixie Williams.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh. Mm. But here is one, Mamadi, that you sent through. Here it is. All this running around, well, it's getting me down. Just give me a pain that I'm used to. I don't need to believe all the dreams you can see. You just need to achieve something. Alan's saying turn it off.
No, I've never heard of it. It didn't de-stress me. I felt like I was going to get a smack of a train.
It's a wonderful song, this. It's a bit of industrial, early industrial, isn't it? So what is it?
That's Depeche Mode, Pain That I'm Used To, from their Playing the Angel 2011 album. And it's good marking music.
It's good marking music?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does sound like it gets you working. What you said, industrial, you're in a workhouse in the 1800s. Yeah. That's what it feels like, churning out stuff.